Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Yep. Dumbass.
Comedian Dan Brown in studio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yay! He's got a fundraising comedy event tonight at the Milford Arts Council.
Excellent.
We'll link up. Man arrested for walking around naked and has the most awesome name.
What's the name?
35-year-old naked man in New Hampshire was arrested on Sunday after he had quite the afternoon. The man allegedly stole a car and then caused an accident on the highway.
Okay.
That's the beginning of the day.
Right.
Stole a car.
Right.
Had an accident.
Right. Most folks have coffee.
He sustained minor injuries, but was otherwise okay physically.
That's good.
But then after the crash, he took off all his clothes.
Oh.
He abandoned them on the shoulder of the highway, walked across the highway, and left the scene of the accident naked.
Oh. Give him a slip, literally. And the underwears. The whole nine yards.
Multiple drivers called the cops after dodging him. Not something you want to see.
No, you do not. No. But first, you got to avert your eyes and see how you hit the car next to you.
What? So, wait.
Got into an accident, took his clothes off, and walked across the street.
Stole a car.
Yeah, stole the car first.
Got into an accident.
Stripped naked, walked across the street.
Okay.
For those of you playing at home,
quick mental math there. Heck, stop. Okay.
I just feel like, obviously the guy's crazy, but like, what was his thinking? Like, I'm going to hitchhike, but instead of putting my thumb up, I'm going to.
Right. Yeah. How long a ride are you going for?
I got to use this thumb.
Right. It's a short trip, apparently.
Yeah.
If I take these clothes off from the accident, they won't know it was me.
Maybe he thinks he's invisible.
He's hiding.
Right. Take the clothes off. You can't see me now. Right.
But I want to know if he was really naked or like he had his socks on.
Right. Yeah.
That's comedy. When you're naked, but you have your socks on.
That also alters the way you can walk. I mean, you can at least walk a little further in socks than you can barefoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a little resistance to what's outside.
But, you know, who knows what happened when he had that accident. He may have soiled those clothes to the point where it's like, yeah, they got to go.
This is true. Pretty rancid. Yeah. It kind of stuck to the floor.
The police found the man wandering down the highway, and they were fairly sure it was him because he was naked.
How many naked folks will walk around the road?
This must be our guy.
The best detective right there. Boy, you're gonna get a gold star.
I don't know. Could be some other naked guy walking along the highway a short distance from where this all occurred.
Yeah, folks like to walk around naked in these parts.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, yeah. No, I saw that guy. He went that way.
Yeah, the completely naked guy.
Right, I have socks on. You went the completely naked guy who also has toenail fungus went that way.
You with the toenail fungus.
Oh, Lamisomastis, yes.
They identified the man. Here's his name.
Okay.
Sean Wiener.
Oh, wow. Sure wasn't Lookama?
Lookama Wiener?
Lookama Wiener. Have you seen my baseball? Wow.
Mr. Wiener.
That was misdemeanor for Mr. Wiener.
A misdemeanor for Mr. Wiener.
Nice.
That's a great headline.
It sounds like a children's book.
Yeah, there's some. If his parents wanted to be,
right,
you know,
what's your beef, Wiener?
Funny.
don't mind me. I'm gonna roll.
You call him big or you call him tiny?
Right. Plump.
Plump Wiener. Plump is such a funny word. Plump.
Plump. You just Wiener. Plump Wiener. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, ballpark, get over here.
Plump Wiener.
Plump Wiener.
Must have been well watered.
Yeah, his brother's all beef.
Yeah, that'd be a good first name. Beef.
Beef. All beef. Right. Don't stop me on roll here.
Wiener was charged with indecent exposure and lewdness, reckless conduct, disorderly conduct, and littering. No stealing a car charge?
Nothing, right.
I'm surprised he wasn't drunk. I mean, like, what? I'm just trying to figure out where his head is at. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to guess mushrooms.
He was thinking. He was thinking with his last name. Maybe it's Wiener.
An alarming number of people are mistaking nail glue for eye drops.
Oh.
Have you seen this? It's like a TikTok thing now.
Yeah, I've seen the bottles of each, and it's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, but you have to be pretty stupid.
Oh, you're damn, no, hands down, yeah. You got to check, make sure. Go in your eyes, read it first.
But why are you keeping them next to each other?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's it's like, okay, the bottles look similar, but you got to keep those separate.
Yeah, let me keep the poison next to the water I got over here.
And then before you even go to the doctor, it's on TikTok.
Yep.
Come on. These people are competing with one another for attention.
Yes.
You want a reality show? You get all these people who are starved for attention on social media.
Uh-huh.
You put them all in the same place and watch them one-up each other.
On the island. Attention Island. Attention Island, right. And every week it's a different way I'm trying to get attention.
Right, because once one does something,
right.
Now you all have to try to outdo that game.
Yes, I have to outdo this person.
We're eating the styrofoam peanuts now.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm going to have a whole bowl of them.
Exactly, right.
Did that happen? Are people eating them?
Yeah, yes. People are eating them.
Yeah. Yeah. Unreal, right?
Survive on the island with your eyes glued shut.
Every time they fall, like a parade went by.
Yeah, then you'll just see one with their eyes glued shut
right.
And, like, sick. And
various stages.
Yeah, their intestines are all plugged because they have styrofoam peanuts.
Right, they're just getting larger and larger.
One right. Tide Pod flushes that right out. Right.
Look out, she's going to blow!
Next story. Embalmer busted for funeral home horror. All right, kids, time to go.
Yep.
All right, parents.
Right.
Turn it down.
Go, la, 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 la. Yeah, go for it.
An embalmer at a Texas funeral home used a scalpel to mutilate a sex offender's corpse, then stuffed the decedent's severed wee-wee in his mouth.
Oh, it was a sale, half off.
So he obviously recorded this. That's why we know this happened.
No, the shocking incident occurred last month at Memorial Mortuary and Crematory in Houston and resulted in the arrest of Amber Page, 34, for abuse of a corpse, which is a felony.
Why would you risk your job like that? The creep is buried. The creep is dead.
Investigators have identified the dead man as Charles Ray Rodriguez, 58, a registered sex offender who lived in Brookside Village. I bet she knew someone who was...
I'm sure.
...affected by this guy.
Or, yeah, or exactly. Or knew someone who was affected by a, you know, person like that.
She might have just known that he was a sex offender. Like, I feel like that'd be enough for some people.
Yeah.
In the paperwork.
But who would find out? Like, there's still someone needs to...
It was an employee who saw it.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at the employee and said, you didn't see anything.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't belong in his mouth.
Right.
What's going on here?
Wait a minute.
Right. No, you used to make a bone of hair.
But can you imagine if you arrive in hell the way you, like, you know, left?
Right. Oh,
right.
And he has to spend eternity with that in his mouth.
Why's my mouth here?
That's a funny taste.
I thought it was a cigar first. What the hell is this?
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
Oh! You know Meghan Markle, right?
I do, yes.
There are very few people on the planet who never heard of her.
Right.
And there are very few people on the planet who like her. It's a real weird dynamic.
Yeah.
You know? And, I hate celebrity gossip and celebrity stuff, but this is an easy one to get on and be a part of, you know?
Yeah.
There's something about it. It's a train wreck that I love watching, and it just got better because Netflix signed her and Harry to $100 million deal. And the first thing they put out was that, story of them. I forgot what it was called.
Is that the one where they did the interview with Oprah in the backyard?
No,
wasn't there?
That
house?
Was Oprah.
Okay. Wow.
That was its own train wreck.
Wow. How many train wrecks do they have?
So that was the Oprah train wreck.
Yeah.
And then they had some, you know, Harry and Meghan or something on Netflix. It's like a documentary.
Okay.
Never watched that, but that was, everyone trashed it.
Same here. I didn't watch that.
And then now... and by the way, over the course of all this, she's been reinventing herself. First,
right.
She had this one company, and then that company didn't work, and then she rebranded it, and and people are leaving.
It's
and
a work in progress.
Assistants are crying, and how many people are in therapy. And
right, which is part for a reality show.
That's my take on all of this. So her show, With Love, Megan, just came out, and
yeah.
It's like a fake Martha Stewart. It's a Martha Stewart who doesn't know how to do anything.
Right.
You know, she knows how to chop vegetables. She doesn't even have good knife work, by the way.
Oh, see? Okay.
You like the show.
I watched
Here's
it last
the
night.
Hook.
Right.
AJ likes
I
this
watched
show.
It, expect to hate it, and I didn't hate it. I actually liked it.
Because she's hot.
That helped a lot, Jessica. She is. I mean, you know, this is more natural. It's not all done up. She looks kind of like the girl next door, how she looks and everything. But it's a cool place. And because of her, I now know how to make single.
You don't even know how to say it, but you know how to make it.
It's called single.
Serving tea?
Single skillet spaghetti is what they call it. Where it's a whole bunch of tomatoes, and you got the pasta, and you pour the boiling water pasta.
Okay, you think she came up with this?
Probably not, but at least now she made it so simple that even someone like me could actually follow along.
Well, this show's the most trash show in the history of television.
I'm probably the only person who actually liked it.
I don't think she's gotten one good review.
Oh.
We got a PR person on the phone right now, Ryan McCormick. Have you seen one good review on this show?
I have seen a few positive reviews.
Oh, okay.
But mostly they've been negative. It's an honor to be with you both, by the way.
Oh, well, welcome back.
Oh, well, that'll change. Just kidding.
What are your thoughts on this?
Initially, what's interesting about this program is that when Harry and Meghan their first Netflix series came out, I think they had something like 2.2 million viewers. And this particular program only has 520,000. And I'm really surprised that Netflix renewed it, but I couldn't see why they wouldn't want to do it because they didn't invest $100 million.
Oh.
So it probably would not look good on them if they canceled it. So I think by them extending it to season two was probably one of the saving graces because, yeah, the show was not really critically acclaimed. I watched it, and I saw the difference between Rachel Ray and Martha Stewart. I have seen Martha Stewart. It's definitely cute, for sure. Absolutely. I mean, she knows how to... you watch Rachel Ray and you watch Martha Stewart, and they teach you how to do recipes. You can watch those shows in about 5 minutes. And I don't get the same impression with Meghan's show. I mean, I watch that. I don't see that she's really teaching things. I don't see that she's really connecting with the audience the way those two do.
Ryan, you know what the problem is?
What's that?
You watch Martha Stewart, you know the audience.
Right.
It's Hamptons and, you know... upper level, high end people,
echelon, huh?
Right? Yeah. You watch Rachel Ray, yeah. You know it's the girl next door,
right? Make a sloppy joes,
and like your best friend or your sister,
right.
Cooking.
Yeah, that part of the crew.
You watch this show, you have no idea who she's trying to be both. She's trying to be, you know, someone that everyone relates to. Can I tell you something? We don't all go to the local beekeeper to get wax for candles, okay?
I mean,
nobody does that.
But she actually wore the beekeeper
outfit.
She
said, go to your local beekeeper. I'm like, I don't even know if we have one.
Right, and the beekeeper looked like freaking Geddy Lee with stones. It was awesome. But they actually did it. She wore the beekeeper outfit, and she was actually harvesting the honey.
I think we found the audience.
Yes.
The agent. Car guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I now know how to make that spaghetti and also lemon zest cake with raspberry filling. Mm.
Next stunter, stupid. AJ harvests honey.
Right. May want a few more lessons first.
Without a bee suit.
Right. Yeah, I'll be running down the street. Yeah.
It's supposed to be like her and her friends having... and hanging out.
Yeah.
Having
it's a
good
lifestyle
time.
Show.
The one at her house, cooking stuff.
Right.
But it's not her house.
It's not her house. No, nice house, though.
It's not her friends. The first episode had
friends?
Her makeup artist.
That's the one I saw. Daniel. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. He's not a friend. He's staff.
Well, she's known him for many, many years. She's had him for a lot
of years.
She
didn't know he was left-handed. He puts makeup on her face. You're left-handed. So disconnected from the reality.
The funny part was she gave him a knife to cut some stuff, and the first thing he did, he cut himself accidentally.
Oh, right. God. Well, it was a little...
That was funny.
It was a little scratch.
Yeah. Not much.
It was a little scratch, and it was like, drama!
Right.
I need to go get a Band-Aid.
Right. But also, you don't want bleeding the food. So.
And when she cooks, she's dressed in white.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Kind of
no
choice.
I dug that, yeah. Yeah.
I dug that. This show needs to be in slow motion with the sound off.
It does, with Dreamweaver playing. Oh, Dreamweaver!
Yeah.
Yep.
The difference between Martha and Rachel Ray is that Megan's not really looking at the camera. She's not really connecting with her audience. I think from a strictly PR perspective, I find it a little challenging for the audience to have an emotional connection with her. They may, like, really like her, but... it's like, what value is she providing to the audience? Is she showing her lifestyle? It's a beautifully shot series, but Martha and Ray, Rachel Ray, at least they're engaging with the audience. They're connecting with them. And again, when it comes to the audience demographic, I agree with you about that. It's a little unusual, and I don't know where things are going to go from here. May she make it better in season two? But it's just like, it's a basic, her. It's like, this is her lifestyle. And you have to ask yourself, like, what is so fascinating about her lifestyle? In the first series with Harry and Meghan, at least she was giving royal secrets. She was revealing something. She was providing a lot of value. It was intriguing. This particular one, I don't understand what the initial fascination of that is. But clearly, they renewed her. So she'll be around for a little while.
Maybe that's
nobody.
Why
go ahead, Dan.
Maybe that's why she doesn't make eye contact. She has so many royal secrets just like tarnishing her soul.
Right.
She can't look people in the eyes anymore.
My tarnishing her soul.
She's like Medusa.
I must have hurt my eyes. Yeah.
No, but I don't think anybody watching the show thinks that she does these things for her family. Like, she's not into cooking.
I know that, but
she's not into... Where are these kids going when she gets them ready for the day by putting cold spaghetti in their bags to go eat? Like, they're going to... Where are they warming this up? What's happening? Where are they going?
Of course, yeah.
And then, you know, by the way, cooking isn't transferring pretzels from one plastic bag to another
bag. Peanut butter pretzels, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With a fancy bow on it and a handwritten label. You know she doesn't do any of this.
And did you know you can actually make popcorn from the popcorn with the kernel or putting in a bag and throwing in the microwave? That was pretty cool, too.
You know why the Kardashians are so famous? Is because you really see them.
Yeah.
And that's it. And people will instantly know if they want to watch this or not want to watch this.
Right.
And when you're fake, it's like, we're watching. You know what the show is? If they want to make a show that everyone's going to watch, watch the making of this show. Okay?
Behind the scenes?
All right, this is...
The outtakes.
Yeah, this is a pan.
Right.
Oh, what's a pan?
Right.
I see one of those. Like, what's a pan?
What does that do?
Like, just this is your makeup artist to help you.
This is pasta. I don't know. What do you do with this?
I've eaten that.
She's never prepared any of this stuff. Show the drama behind the scenes.
Right.
Show the staff members crying and then going to therapy.
Right. The thing I liked about it is that the recipe she made was so easy. Obviously, she can make it. That she gave me ideas. I'm like, well, if she can make it, then I can make this. So it made me feel smart, damn it.
Kristen and Milford wants to talk about a clip we wanted to play, and Megan got really trashed for this.
Okay.
Hey.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Hey, Troops. What's up, Troops?
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah. Do you want to play it first, or do you want me to tell you the little anecdote that I heard about her?
Okay, let's play the clip first. She got trashed for this, by the way. Go ahead.
I don't think anyone in the world knows that Meghan Markle has eaten Jack in the Box and
so
loves it.
It's so funny, too, that you keep saying Meghan Markle. You know I'm Sussex now. You have kids, and you go, no, I share my name with my children.
Yes.
And that feels so... I didn't know how meaningful it would be to me, but it just means so much to go, this is our family name.
Okay, there's a big edit there. There's something missing in between those two things, but she thinks her last name is Sussex.
Check in the box.
Yeah.
She's the Duchess of Sussex.
Oh.
Right.
Which is a county... Well, in England, that she's only been to for 6 hours in her entire life.
Oh.
And she's delusional. Hi, AJ, I used to love you. What is wrong with
you? What, you can't love me because I liked some segments
of
a show?
Of course
that voids all love? For shame, woman.
It's pasta and an attractive woman in shorts in the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm just a dude.
And a white shirt.
I'm just a dude.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, making pasta with a white shirt.
Exactly.
Okay, so what I heard in all these, you know, goings on recently is that she had to retake that particular scene like 5 times to sort of get it like the way she wanted to spin it.
Wow, and there was still a big edit there, too.
Well, she had the sharpest pencil in the pack, but, you know, still.
That's all. I just thought that was crazy how she got to recreate, you know.
But her name would be Windsor. It wouldn't be Sussex. Harry's last name is Windsor.
Oh.
No, she's not entitled as a Windsor anymore or something like that. I don't know.
And I don't know how, at the end of the show, it says starring Meghan from Sussex.
Right.
Meghan, Duchess of Sussex.
Right.
And didn't they renounce all that? Didn't they give that away when they left?
I believe so, yeah. When they said no, we're done with it.
They did not officially take the title yet, but there's talks of if they keep on pursuing all this negative comments and sort of thing, that they will. So they not have officially taken back, but they're considering it.
Oh.
Wild.
There's a Duchess of Monroe.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
I like Duchess.
I want to go to that one.
The restaurant. All right, Kristen, thank you.
Have a good day. Bye, guys.
Maggie,
hey, you know what? I'd love to have you back, Ryan, and we'll give you a name of a celebrity, and then you give us like 20 seconds on how you would try to fix
sure.
them.
Nice.
Talking a lot about Blake Lively lately and but how her and Baldoni are destroying each other anytime.
He's coming out of this better, no?
I think he is right now. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, she's got so many followers, but the fact that this is going to go on, they're not even going to start this until March of 2026. This is going to be very bad for both the careers.
Yeah, boy.
I wouldn't want to take
and
a chance.
And it's tough. She can't even blink on a set now.
No.
Yeah. All right, Ryan, thanks for coming on. We're going to link up to your PR firm, Goldman McCormick Public Relations on WPLR.com. All right, but on a happy note,
yes,
it is parade season, okay?
Yes.
So like we said, tomorrow, Bridgeport, Saturday, Milford, Hartford, Sunday, New Haven.
Busy weekend.
And right now, here she is marching in right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Here she comes with the band.
Here I come.
Tighten here.
We're ready. Here.
Oh, look at
ow,
oh, my God. I got hit in the head with a trombone.
Ow. Stop playing. Stop playing.
Okay, Ben, we're good.
Okay.
All right, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be
here.
Grand Marshal of the 2025 New Haven St. Patrick's Day Parade, Kathleen Steinau.
Yes.
And you know Dan Brown?
I do. We went to high school together and we worked together. So
really?
This was a fun surprise.
Holy cow.
A bonus. You guys got him here for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Weird that it just happened to be this day.
Yeah, you know. Trust it was meant to be.
Not planned at all.
When did you know that you were the Grand Marshal? There's a position right before Grand Marshal that you...
There's actually several. So we go through what we refer to as the chairs. So typically you start off as Chief of Staff. Each position is a year long. Chief of Staff, Secretary, Chairman, and then Grand Marshal. But when I became Chief of Staff, it was in 2019. So the parade was actually canceled 6 days beforehand. So we were kind of trapped and frozen in space, if you will, or time. So I've been an officer for 6 years. Normally it's 4.
Nice.
I've been on the committee for 22, but I'm just excited for this day to get here.
When you see that first person leading the parade, you should know that there's many, many years.
Yeah.
There's volunteering. There's hours.
They did their time.
There's a lot.
Community involvement.
It's a great honor.
Yeah.
Because of,
they earned
it. They bestow that upon you because of all of what you've given to the parade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So congratulations.
I just
thank
hand it
you.
Over.
It's a really big deal. It's a big honor. I'm really, really excited.
Are you going to do anything different, like cartwheels? Or...
I'm going to be floating on air. I am so excited.
I like
this day is here.
Oh, that's a cool trick.
Right? Yeah. Tune in. It's going to be cool. But I'm going to be marching. My mom is going to be alongside me and my 12-year-old son, Liam. So we're going to lead the parade together, which is pretty cool.
Liam, such an Irish name.
That's an Irish name. Yeah.
You should see what he looks like. He looks like a little leprechaun.
That's true.
Little redhead.
He's like, thanks,
we'll
Ma.
We'll be looking for him.
Thanks, Ma.
Yeah. What do we need to know about the parade?
So the parade officially steps off at the top of the parade route at 1:30 p.m. And then WTNH broadcasts live from 2 to 4 p.m. So if you're there in person, just know it starts at 1:30 at the top. 1:30. By the time it gets to the end of the parade route, it's approximately 2:15, 2:30, depending upon the pace of the parade itself. But the parade is going to start at 1:30 and it'll probably end like 4:30. We have 163 marching units and over 3,500 participants.
Wow.
So it's going to be action packed. Our parade coordinator, Patrick Smith, has put together an amazing lineup for us. We've got Clydesdales coming in from Midland.
Oh, really?
We've got the Pipes and Shores, Pipes and Drums band from Jersey Shores coming in. We've got a Mummers, one of the strings marching units that's coming in. We've got
from the Jersey Shore. I just picture Jersey Shore.
Or maybe
people.
New Jersey. Maybe it's not Jersey Shore. But Pipes and Drums of New Jersey.
How you doing?
Gold chains.
Right. Hey, go play something for
hair
me.
Hair slick back.
Exactly.
Hey. Muscle t-shirt.
Hey, top of the morning to your people.
They have, we've been
how
told
you
they,
doing?
They have like a connection to Jackie Gleason somehow. So
is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so we have to like look them up and check them out. But nice. They're a brand new unit for
what's
us.
What's it called?
The pipes and drums of it's either New Jersey or New Jersey Shore. I apologize.
All right,
but we got to check them out. But they're supposed to be fantastic.
Right.
We've got some. We've got kind of like a bit of a surprise coming up.
A bit of a surprise.
Stay tuned. There'll be a press release, but it's it has something to do with New Haven Pizza. You'll hear something about that in the next couple of days. But
Wait. All right. If we guess, can you tell us?
I don't know.
It's okay if you break news here, by the way.
Yeah. I might get in trouble. I gotta be careful.
Yeah, but
It's a pizza truck parade.
It's gonna be a little bit more than that.
Okay.
I'm thinking a corned beef and cabbage pizza.
Ooh.
Just for that day.
No.
I would have that.
It's probably the... All right, so you got four big pizza places in New Haven. You got Pepe's, Sally's, Modern, and Bar.
Yeah.
There's a couple of other places, too, right? Are they all, like, marching together down the street?
Oh, you're going to have to wait for our press release
They're pulling a float that's a giant pizza oven.
There's going to be some really, really cool stuff and a lot of community involvement. We've got a ton of different marching bands that are coming in. We've got drill squads. We've got Irish units.
I'm close.
You'll have to pay me $1 million in order for me to sell my secret. No.
Yeah.
But we've got some really fantastic stuff coming up. We have so many marching units. We're really, really amped. Our parade coordinator's done a fantastic job.
I love your parade.
Thank you.
The New Haven parade is the parade.
We originally started in 1842, and we were revived.
That's crazy.
It really, really is. So we're just very proud. Like, we have a fantastic group of volunteers. We're a nonprofit organization. We're a 501c3. So this is just something that, you know, everybody has their normal day jobs, and we get together, and we meet frequently to get together, figure out how to fundraise.
Do you have any pictures from that the early parades?
We have a history book.
Wow.
I'd have to see how far back specifically
that would be a great book for a fundraiser to sell that.
Yeah.
We have the whole history of the Greater New Haven St. Patrick's Day Parade. It was originally published in 2005. We're probably up for like another review, review, if you will, especially going through COVID. But we have a lot of really great information in archives.
Oh, I would love that book.
Yeah.
It's,
you know, the fire apparatus back then was pulled by a horse.
Yeah.
We have some antique fire apparatus that'll be in the parade as well this year, too.
Oh, really?
We've got really cool classic cars. You guys are going to be in it.
Yeah.
You're so excited. You'll be with the Rum Runners, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
They did an event for us a couple weeks ago back in February.
Yeah, they're tremendous.
Yeah.
They're amazing. We love them.
Yeah.
So anything else we need to know?
Come on down. It's going to be great. We actually have a family fun zone area, which is more towards the end of the parade route. It's on Elm Street, located between Temple and Church. And that runs from 12 to 2 p.m. So, you know, when you bring the kids to the parade, it's hard to kind of keep everybody, you know, situated as you're waiting for the parade to get there.
Yeah.
So in this family fun zone area, it's brought to us in partnership with the Town Green District. They're fantastic to work with. We've got food trucks. We've got children's entertainment. There's a petting zoo. We have giveaways. New Haven Reads is going to be there giving away free children's books. We have the Discovery Museum out of Bridgeport, and we have the Yale New Haven, I believe it's the Transplant Center. They're going to be there doing different things. The Schubert's going to be there. We've got yard games. There's giant Jenga, and there's a family viewing area. So it's a great place to kind of go, hang out, get a bite to eat, and then when you're ready to watch the parade, find your spot. We do have like a little, like I said, family-friendly spot where you can see everything. That's where the sort of the parade turns and ends. But it's going to be fantastic, and the Family Fun Zone is free. So it's, you know, come check it out, see what's going on. We've got 5 different food trucks that are going to be there. They'll be selling different things. We've got sweet and savory stuff. If you check out our website, we're stpatricksdayparade.org. We've got all of the FAQs for Parade Day. There's a whole section for the Family Fun Zone. We've got different fundraisers that are going on. We actually have a Luck of the Irish Pet Label contest we're doing right now.
Oh, wow.
With Thimble Island Brewery, where you can submit a picture of your pet and vote. And that's a huge fundraiser for us. And then a portion of the proceeds of that fundraiser also goes to the Dan Cosgrove Animal Shelter.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic.
Which is really nice. That's running online from now until April 15th. We've got an event tomorrow night at Thimble Island with the band Some Hacks. They're going to come perform for us. It's like a $10, you know, donation entry fee. And we're going to go hang out, listen to some really good music. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice.
You should be the spokesperson every year, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, really, think about that. And congratulations on being the Grand Marshal of the parade.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I'm excited to see you guys. We're going to look at some pictures.
Yes.
We'll hang out on parade day.
Right.
I'm excited for her.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Very
After
cool.
all the years, you get to lead the parade.
Yep.
Now, you know, you could, you know, go down an alley, like on right. an Animal House.
Yeah.
Because they have to follow you wherever
they
you go.
They do have to follow me, yeah.
Go through a car wash.
That's right.
Drive-through.
Colleen Steinau, Grand Marshal of the New Haven St. Patrick's Day 2025 Parade. We will see you. Great weather, too.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be like
Don't
60
worry.
Degrees.
Warm, yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice and warm.
Wear your sunscreen.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So when I saw that video clip of Billy Joel on stage throwing the mic stand, spinning and falling, people were making a big thing of it. And I thought, oh, that's stupid. He just lost his footing.
It happens.
And then he's out for a medical procedure and postponed the tour. Are the two connected?
I don't think so. I've spoken to his agent a number of times because one of the shows that got postponed was my show up in Syracuse. So I had a deal with a new date with Billy and a new date with Sting because Sting is opening up the Billy show up in Syracuse. And I was standing on the side of the stage when I saw it happen with the agent and my girlfriend. And
yeah, that happened at Mohegan, correct? Yeah.
Happened at Mohegan Sun. Yeah. We were on the stage during the encore. It's still rock and roll to me. He was singing. And he's always thrown the mic stands part of his show at the end of the song. He throws it to his roadie. And he spun around and he threw the mic stand and he lost his balance. And he fell down. And I went, oh, my God, to his agent. Did you just see that? He said, yeah. He said, I hope he's all right. I said, well, somebody should tell him that a 75-year-old man should not be throwing a mic stand. Okay?
Yeah.
It's just not shouldn't be part of the show anymore.
But he got right back up?
He did.
Got right back up, played two more songs. He seemed fine when he got off the stage. We spoke for a short while afterwards. He didn't complain that he was hurt. So I don't think the fall had anything to do with this. But I'm not really sure. Because all we worked on afterwards was, for me, getting the new date in Syracuse for next year.
Well, I remember when AJ and I were out on Long Island, he was going through a dark period where periodically we'd have stories of him crashing a motorcycle or
car.
Being intoxicated somewhere, crashing a car.
Yeah.
And then I think he straightened himself out.
Yeah.
And now, you know, people are saying, well, he's drinking on stage, and then he fell on stage, and then now he's postponing the tour. Do you think there's any connection to those things?
No, no, I don't.
No.
He look, I spoke to him, and I know a person who's been drinking very well. Not that I drink, but I've been around a lot of people.
Yeah.
And he was totally fine. I mean, if he drinks, I'm not aware of it anymore. But he always comes into a show the day before and with his agent and his manager and his accountant. And so he was on site at Mohegan Sun the day before. And I spoke to him before the show. I spoke to him after the show, and he was 100% fine. I don't think those issues really exist anymore.
Got it. Nothing connected here.
Yeah.
No, no. But, you know, he's had, you know, surgery on his eye, and he's had certain surgeries that that most people that are my age, because he is about 3 months older than me, so I know what he's going through. You know, things pop up. And and as I always say, going on the road, it's real hard. And it takes a lot out of you.
You mentioned Sting because Sting's opening one of the Billy shows. Sting announced coming to Mohegan Sun. Tickets on sale tomorrow.
Yes, yes, for November 18th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
That's great. That's a great get, no?
That's big,
Sting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's special. No question about it. And he does Police songs, and he does solo songs. So
right.
It's a full show of Sting music.
Any opener?
No, not at this point. Right now, it's just going to... Oh, no, it's a band called Tiny Habits. Oh, no, that's the James Taylor opener. No, I don't think it is an opener right now. But it's not till November. He might put somebody on.
Right.
Most artists at that age put an opener on.
Right. He can go for hours from what I heard.
Yeah, it's you know, it really is. He's had his son open up for him a couple of times, but I don't know who's going to open up this time.
Did Eric Clapton sell out?
200 tickets left.
Oh, so that's it's basically yes.
Ooh.
It's basically yes, and probably at least 100 or so are single seats, which always happens, and we suffered trying to sell single seats to really sell the show out.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
We hope there are a lot of... You know, people that are divorced, that are lonely.
Right.
Last minute.
You can meet someone here. Go see the show.
Eric Clapton, it's a good crowd to meet somebody if you're my age.
Right.
Have we heard all the shows that will be announced for the summer of 2025 yet?
No, not yet.
Nice.
We've got more coming.
Nice. Any big ones coming?
Well, you know, you always get me on this, and then I go to the office and I always worry, okay, is the manager going to call me? Is the agent going to call me? And what's going to happen? So there are still good shows coming. We're working on a live Collective Soul package right now is what we're working on, which should be very interesting, and working on the Black Keys. So we're working on a few shows right now.
More shows coming to the Amp, more shows at Mohegan, more shows at Xfinity?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, the summer's only about half on sale right now.
Really?
Must be the Rick Springfield show. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is a cool show.
Yeah.
Half.
There's nobody I ever met on tour that loves dogs more than Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
He asked, if you have dogs, bring them to the show. He wants to play with them backstage.
I love it. That's awesome.
He's got a dog on his album cover.
That's right.
With the tie and then the pocket protector.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
When we had him at the Oakdale a few years ago, he came up to the office. And only two artists have ever come up to the Oakdale office. It's Guy Fieri, the chef.
Yeah.
And Rick Springfield. So Rick comes up, and I thought he wanted to meet me. So I go, hi, nice to meet you. I'm your promoter. He goes, I hear you have a dog here.
It's for you.
That's amazing.
That is really
it's
cool.
It's for you, yeah.
So, right, so I said, can I take a picture with you? And he goes, no, but I'd like to have a picture with your dog.
Dog's like, so see, I told you.
I've got a picture of my dog who's now passed named Jack and Rick, aww, but nothing with me.
Aw.
So it's wonderful when you see artists like that. There are a number of artists like that are really, Cage the Elephant, another band that loves dogs. In fact, they adopted a dog when they played in Bridgeport last year. A dog rescue team came down and the lead singer adopted a dog.
Nice.
Wow.
Huh, that's cool.
Yeah, we're a dog-friendly office. We have dogs in our office every day.
Nice.
Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation, on the air right now, taking your calls or texts. 203-882-9757. Nate in Litchfield.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey. Good morning.
Jimmy, I don't know if you've ever heard, but do you know of the Teskey Brothers?
No, I don't.
Okay. There's a blues band from Australia. I didn't know if you had them in the ring to come to Connecticut or not, but they tour with, they usually tour with like Tedeschi Trucks Band. I didn't know if you ever heard of them, and I guess if you haven't, then they're not coming to Connecticut. So
no,
that
not that I know.
Question.
No, they're going to be at Tedeschi Trucks this year. Is with Steve Winwood's opening up.
Oh, wow,
that's a good one.
That's a great show.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. Steve Winwood's great.
Yeah.
Just great. Great guy. Easy to deal with. So easy. Just such a wonderful person.
Well, he's in the Rock Hall of Fame multiple times, right? Traffic.
Right.
Traffic, and I wonder if Blind Faith is...
Blind Faith.
And by the way, his solo career should get him in.
It should.
And his solo career.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody ever talks about that.
He should be a three-peat.
He probably does.
He should be.
I saw him opening for, I think, the Doobie Brothers last year. Was it the Doobie Brothers, Jimmy?
It sure was.
Nice. He was great.
That was a rainy night that I'm afraid we had to cut everybody's set a little short that night.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So Steve had 9 songs. Instead, he did 7 songs. Doobies cut their set a little. And then the rains came pouring down.
They clipped the Doobies. We'll save some for later. Now the Roaches.
Randy on the road.
Hey, I'm trying to find out.
Randy, are you listening to the radio or to the phone?
Are you talking to a pillow?
All right, Randy, in about 16 seconds, you're going to hear I hung up on you.
Right.
Oops. Reg in Norwalk.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jimmy. How you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Hello.
Hey, listen, two shows that were in Bridgeport, Darius Rucker or Steely Dan, any chance of either of them?
We're working on, right now Darius is not planning to tour the Northeast at this point, but we are working on trying to convince him to put a few dates in New England, and we would be one of them, but that's just starting. And who is the other artist?
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan has not been on the road for almost a year. They were opening up for the Eagles for a long time, but they haven't done their own tour. We actually called the agent asking last week what's going on with Steely Dan. His answer was, you and everyone else is calling.
All right. Mm.
So all I have right, no guys. Idea why Donald's not putting the band together.
Eagles doing a residency, right? So they won't be around?
Well, the residency has ended because the Dead and Company are moving in.
Oh.
So it ends, I think, this month. So, but I've heard no word, although I was promised a Connecticut date. But that was before the Sphere came around. And so I'm not sure if they're going to tour afterwards. They had said they're going to tour through 2025. They promised me a date in Connecticut. And
where would you put
we'll
them?
See. Either Mohegan Sun or the XL Center.
Oh, wow. Huh. David in Ridgefield.
Hey, Jimmy. Good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey, quick question for you. I remember talking to Jeremy, your son Jeremy, years past about your affiliation with the group Chicago back in the day. I think I remember him saying they played at your wedding or something along those lines. Huge fan of Terry Kath and Mike Bloomfield, two guitar players I don't think get a lot of recognition. I was wondering if you had any interesting stories about Terry.
Well, I knew Terry pretty well. I've actually invested in the movie that his daughter did about him. Because of my friendship with Terry. My stories with Terry, you know, he was in the band in the 70s, and I was very, very close friends with the band. I traveled with them to many of their dates, and back then they couldn't afford airplanes, so we got in station wagons and drove from date to date.
Wow.
But let's put it this way. We spent a lot of nights up. We always tease each other about 25 or 6 to 4 because we were up at 25 minutes to 4 in the morning.
Right.
I can only imagine why.
Oh.
Right.
And my stories really have to do with things that if my grandkids are listening, I probably shouldn't talk about it. But he passed in the 70s.
Yeah.
In the late 70s he passed.
So, sadly. Suicide.
Accident.
Was it accident?
Yeah. It was Russian roulette.
Gunshot.
Yeah, he shot himself playing Russian roulette. You know, and it's a shame, but you're right. Jimi Hendrix called him the greatest guitarist he ever saw.
Wow.
And that's from the greatest guitarist there ever was.
I read a bio about him. I guess his last scary words were, "What do you think? I'm going to blow my brains out." And then that happened. And that was our.
Well, take a look at the last album cover that he's on. They're all dressed up as like 1930s Chicago mobsters, and they're having a fake shootout with the cops, and there's a gun pointed right at Terry's head.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
That's crazy. It's kind of like a chilling Leonard Skinner up in flame, you know, Street Survivors.
Yeah. Foretelling.
Hey, Jimmy, tell Jeremy David said hello.
I sure will.
Into him.
Yep,
hope he still has his dogs.
He has one left.
Oh, jeez.
One pass.
Best friend.
Wow, sad.
Yeah. Bulldogs.
Sorry
bulldogs.
Oh, bulldogs. Love those.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day, guys.
Great call.
Thank you.
You could do that, too. You could always call in your favorite artist to Jimmy and see if he has a story he'd like to share.
Yeah.
Todd and Bethany.
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, listen, you talked about not meeting Keith Richards a couple weeks ago. And funny story, my buddy's wife, girlfriend at the time, worked at Mitchell's down in Westport and got to know Keith pretty good. And they were actually invited to his house for his birthday party.
Oh, nice. You know, if you're shopping at Mitchell's, you have a lot of money if you're shopping at Mitchell's.
Yeah, and what do you bring for a gift?
Yeah.
He has everything.
Right?
Guitar.
No, but he said he was super cool. He was talking. Everybody talked to them for a while and everything. He said he was like just a super cool guy. But I thought I'd throw that out there. But I got a question. What about Shinedown? I mean, they're coming to the Garden and to Boston, but I thought they were going to come to the casino maybe. Is that not happening?
It's not happening now. You're right. We tried to get him into the casino. They skipped Connecticut this time, but hopefully we'll get him next time.
Awesome. Okay, cool. All right, well, I guess I'm going to the Garden. All right, man, thank you.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on. Ed, in wherever he was, in his car, couldn't hold on, but he wanted to know about Pearl Jam.
No touring plans that I'm aware of for this year. Hopefully they will, but they did tour this past year, Miss Connecticut, but no word on this year at all.
Yeah. Lori wants to know about Barry Manilow or Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder's doing 10 dates, but nothing in the Northeast. And Barry Manilow is doing only Radio City in April.
Wow.
That's it.
Will in Waterbury.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
How you doing? Jim, Phil, let me know. You don't have anything to do with the bookings out of the Sphere, but we're leaving tomorrow to go see the Eagles there Saturday night.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I'm jealous. I want to go. Take me along.
I'm dying to see that Sphere. It's a nice venue, huh?
It's great. I saw you two there, and it was just spectacular. It's an experience you'll never forget, truly never forget.
God, it's great. Two off the bucket list. I've never been to Vegas, and I haven't seen the Eagles yet. So
nice. Oh, my goodness.
Excellent.
Enjoy. You're going to love it.
How long are you going to be there?
We're coming back Tuesday. Flying tomorrow, coming back Tuesday.
All right, a couple days.
Okay.
That's more than enough.
Yeah. That's long enough.
I have a couple of ideas for you if you're looking for other things to do. Send me an email, Chaz, C-H-A-Z, at WPLR.com.
Yeah, I'll do it this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Will. Matt and Danbury.
Hey, guys. I'll try to be quick. Two quick stories about Keith Richards. Back in the early 90s, I used to work for Invisible Fence, and Jimmy, I was at your house in Stanford. He had the fence
Creeper.
On his property. He had his fence on the property in Weston, 10 acres. He had just come out with Keeping the Expensive Wine. I'm trying to trace through the woods looking for a broken wire, and he's cranking the album, but he answers the door with the Heineken. He was very cool, and this was at like 9 in the morning.
He's wearing a collar.
Downstairs in the basement, you know, they had an indoor system, and he had a stage with all the equipment, and the pool table had the Steel Wheels album cover on it. That was very cool.
That is cool.
The other one, we saw the Stones in 99 at Hartford, the first year UConn men won. It was that night, and the Goo Goo Dolls opened. Keith comes up to the stage. The UConn men were in the final that night. He comes up to the microphone. He goes, you know, I'm a local boy. We're going to take a break so you guys can watch the end of the game. They left the stage, put the game on inside the Civic Center on, like, whatever it was, 5 or 6 monitors. UConn men won, of course. That was, I think, their first championship. The place went nuts. The Stones came back out, finished the show, which was so cool. And then when the show was over, we left, and it was downtown pandemonium in Hartford.
Wow.
What a great night.
That's cool.
That was very cool. And I'm going to see John Anderson with the band Geeks at Ridgefield next in May. The guy sounds phenomenal at 80 years old. And the Geeks, he's better off with them instead of with Steve Howe and the rest of Yes.
Damn.
All right, Matt. Thank you. Great call.
All right, guys. See ya.
Bye. Yep. Jimmy, you remember that night with the UConn game? I believe you told that story on the air before.
Yeah, I'm the one who actually set it up. And we were freaking out because they needed to end the song at a certain point for us to get the video up on their screens. And they were playing too long, and I'm watching the game backstage, and I'm saying, oh, my God, there's only 2 minutes left in the game. There's only 90 seconds left in the game, and they still were in the middle of a song.
Oops.
So we only got the last minute of the game on the screen.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a very special night.
I was there. That may be the last concert I'd ever go to. It's like, well, I'm never topping this experience.
Seriously.
Well, remember, when we put tickets on sale, we had no idea the UConn would be in the finals. So everybody bought tickets to the show. And then all of a sudden, as we get closer and closer to the date, I think it was the end of March, if I remember correctly, we get closer and closer to the date, we're realizing, oh, my God, all these people are going to be so upset because they can't watch the game because they're going to the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And that's when I came up with the idea, why don't we get the game on the screens, which worked out great.
Nice.
And was that the game? They won and won it all. Yeah.
And as he said, it was the first time they were national champs.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Wow. And so if there was only a minute left, you didn't have to really talk to security and staff and say, we're staying a little late tonight.
No. We went into overtime. It cost me about $5,000 in overtime. But I thought it was worth it.
Yeah. I love you know the number.
Oh. When you're writing a check, you know the number.
I know what I pay when I pay.
I know that feeling.
Randy wanted to know about Killer Queen.
Killer Queen's coming to Oakdale in March of next year.
David,
1 year from now.
David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth, we're working on, hoping to get a date, maybe at Toad's Place, special 50th anniversary show.
That'd be bananas.
So we're talking to his agent right now and trying to put it together.
Korn or Five Finger Death Punch?
Not playing Connecticut.
Dave Matthews?
Dave is playing up at Boston Calling, no Connecticut date in the summer, no Mansfield date in Massachusetts because of Boston Calling, but hopefully we'll see him at Mohegan Sun in November again.
Anything else about to be announced?
Well, we're working on, we're working on ZZ Top down in Bridgeport.
Oh, that'd be great.
Hoping that happens. Rob Thomas we're working on down in Bridgeport. Hopefully that happens. John Fogerty. So we're working on things. We're still putting shows
together. That's awesome.
I have a feeling if you say you're working on things, it's...
great.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
I'm going to the parking lot right now.
Jimmy Koplik, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys.
All right.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.